You Are Better Than 101.
Okay, let's...
And the other radio stations around here in rock and roll.
Well, I think in our opinion, I mean, it's not my opinion to say that, because it's like... you know, the people who decide that are you, the listeners. So if you guys think we're better than another radio station, terrific. You know, we're thrilled about that. I don't, you know, we don't necessarily go around trying comparing ourselves. You know, it's like the battle with the colas right now. Are we better than brand A versus brand B? It's to some people we are, to some people we're not. So it's up to you, your personal opinion.
And do you agree with, like, that you play the new songs too much?
We've already addressed that question. Thank you. Good evening, KQ Scope. You're on the air.
Oh, hi. How are you guys tonight?
Pretty good. How are you?
Oh, fine. I usually don't count to these things. But anyway, I want to ask a question. How do you pick the songs that you play? Do record companies give you a record and then you play it?
They promote us. They're kind of like salespeople, you know, like trying to buy insurance.
They just send you a demo?
Well, they mail us records and they tell us what's happening with a record nationally.
But that does not determine what's played.
Yeah, what determines to get on the radio station is based on various forms of research that we do in the Twin Cities and what has worked in the past in the Twin Cities.
Okay. I think that a lot of watered-down stuff is getting played, so to speak, and I think, like, people have mentioned and played Old Stones and Zeppelin and that kind of music. That's good, but we're getting tired of that, too, a little bit. I think as an alternative to, like, John Cougar and Gunfry and et cetera, you should play, like, local music and support Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Uh-huh.
And play the new music. Like, there's this radio station, 88.5, are the beat music, for instance. That's really good. You know, just mix that with the old music, because that other stuff that comes and goes is getting a bit sickening.
Well, that's interesting. Another guy just called up and thought that, you know, the older music and the harder stuff was terrific and that he could hear that all the time.
But, like, it's good, but, like, bands that aren't putting out that music anymore, like, Stairway to Heaven's a good song, but... You know, it's been here for 11 years, and, you know, you can play that, but play some new music, too, because I think that these bands have worked hard enough, and they deserve that music to get played.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, can I ask one more question?
Quickly.
Okay, are you going to play Stones A to Z ever?
Someday, yeah. They're real hard to find because they're on some really obscure labels in the early
years. They're like on about 5 different labels, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Good evening, KQ Scope. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm on the air right now?
You sure are.
Okay. So I'm sorry. I had a question for Doug Sorensen. I was wondering how they do the request type things on there.
How we do the what?
Calling a request.
Oh, how do we do requests?
Yeah, like, do you guys even take heed to a request, or is it...
Oh, absolutely.
It's not on the popular list, you know?
Well, one of the problems with requests, and it kind of gets into repetition, is that if we were going to play every request that came in, you're liable to hear a record every other hour just because someone asked for it.
Oh.
So that we try to do our best in playing songs that people want, but without playing them all the time, so you don't get so much repetition from it. But yes, we do listen to requests.
Doug, can I jump in here? It might be good to point out, too, that requests are just one part of the total input that we have to the radio station. People calling in with requests is one factor. Us calling out to talk to people and find out their feelings about music is another factor, and also input that we get from markets across the country also helps to provide us with the input that we need. So we have three basic ways of getting information on what other people like, what other radio stations are playing, what other markets, what the results are from other markets, and then, of course, the local scene as well.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, sort of. I wanted to say I call in there about once a day and ask you to play some Dead, and I hear it about once every great while, and all you play is, like, the familiar ones, like... Truck in or Casey Jones or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we've already discussed that subject tonight. You probably have favorite Grateful Dead cuts. I have favorite cuts of my own, but the music that we play is the music that more people want to hear, so that's pretty much about all you can say about that. Thank you. Good evening, KQ Scope. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'd just like to say I'm from California, and I've only been living in Minneapolis for about 3 months. And I think too many people are calling in and complaining about the music, and I'd just like to say that I think you guys play an excellent selection of tunes. And I like the variety, and I don't think a good radio station can be good without a good variety of music, and I think you guys play it all.
Jeez,
and
do you know what to say?
I was also wondering if you're going to continue KQ Scope for every Sunday.
Yeah, we're going to keep KQ Scope on, and thanks a lot for the compliment.
Yeah, you know? Okay, thanks a lot.
Where in California are you from, by the way?
San Diego.
Uh-huh. What did you listen to in San Diego?
You know, mostly, they did play a lot of Zeppelin. The people out in San Diego love the Doors.
Mm-hmm.
And they did play a lot of that. I don't know, I just think that KQ plays a lot of excellent music, and that they've got a wide variety, and it's a lot, you know, it's a lot better to listen to, and I think the disc jockeys are more entertaining. They know what they're doing. The people out in San Diego just like to talk about, you know, nothing, etc.
Surfing.
In San Diego, did you listen?
Beach parties and women.
In San Diego, did you listen to KGBFM, KPRI stations like that?
Yeah.
Right. Thanks for your comments.
That's very nice.
Yep.
Good evening. Good evening, KQ Scope. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
I'd like to have a few personal questions here.
Personal questions?
Yeah.
Well, you can ask them. I can't guarantee you an answer.
Well, I'm going to go for, you know, 500.
Yeah.
How do you get John Cougar in number two?
Jeez, we answered that all week last week.
I wasn't here.
I'll even answer this one. We took those cards, and I'm familiar with the cards because we also used them for a contest we had going on with trips that we were giving in November. We got thousands of cards. Those cards were tabulated, and the Gopher 500 originated from the cards from people sent in telling us what their favorite music was.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times you can tell people that.
Well,
but
there's enough people calling up saying, what is this John Cougar stuff?
Well, it's interesting. John Cougar is certainly an AOR artist.
That's pretty good.
You know, the guy is not a teeny bopper, top 40 kind of guy. He's certainly an album rock kind of guy, and he just happened to have a lot of success with an album and got to be played on a lot of radio stations. So, you know.
I see.
You know, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Well, does that answer your question?
Yeah, I'd like to say one more thing.
Yeah.
I'd like to say, if she's listening right now, I'd say, Monica, I love you.
Thanks. Good evening, KQ Scope. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm going to try to give you a break here. It's kind of repetitious, though. I've been listening to the radio for a long time here, and I just want to say you guys have to pay attention to what everybody wants. And it's kind of just like one specific age group, or this is really terrible, you're going to get calls, but one mentality that really wants heavy metal. People are branched out nowadays, and you got to go with what everybody's playing, what they're having out, and I just don't think people are realizing that.
One of the things that you do in operating a radio station is called a juggling act, and that is that no matter what you play, and you've probably heard this before, you don't satisfy everyone all the time.
Oh, exactly. And people are just being really rotten about this whole thing. I listened last week, too, and I got really irritated at hearing heavy metal, heavy metal, heavy metal, because that's really not what the market's wanting these days, and people aren't realizing that.
Well, there are two schools of thought and two sides to the issue of heavy metal versus a somewhat less heavy form of rock music. There do seem to be trends. It's very difficult to spot, and I think Doug was trying to say sometimes you're ahead of the game, sometimes you're behind the game. You try and spot the trends in music. We are, just like the listeners who are listening, we are just human beings here who make our best subjective judgment. You try and couple that with a little bit of objective research, but at the same time, you try not to lose totally the gut feeling element that goes into it. You can't be all of one or all of the other. So we are trying to do constantly a balancing act, and all of the things that people are talking about tonight are things that Doug and the various air staff here at the radio station and at radio stations across the country, these people are talking about this day and night. They live, eat, and breathe it, and you just simply don't come up with a magic formula that everyone likes. That's why radio is so competitive, and that's why there are so many alternatives out there for people to listen to.
Oh, exactly. I realize that. I guess I was trying to give you guys a break. But
well, believe me, if you'd like to call back in a little while, you could probably give us another one. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good night. Good evening, KQ Scope. You're on the air.
Yeah. You know, I have one suggestion. Like I call in a lot, and I ask the disc jockeys, like, I request something, like, you know, really obscure, like something off of Ron Wood's solo album. Mm-hmm. And the disc jockeys say, yeah, we'll play it, and I never hear it played at all. And, you know, there's a lot of people that like Ron Wood. I don't know if you realize that or not, but a lot of his solo stuff.
Well,
and, you know, I was wondering, like, if they could have, like, an hour, you know, even if it was late at night or something, where they played obscure stuff like that, like Ron Wood solo music, or, you know, like that one guy said, Warren Zevon type of stuff.
I think we just pretty much addressed this question a couple of minutes ago. We know that there's some music out there that you'd like to hear that we don't always have an opportunity to play. We'll give all of these things our thoughts, I promise you.
Right.
But we'd like to move on to some other questions if we could.
Can I say one more thing?
Yes.
Stone's Rule and Jumpin' Jack Flash is a gas, gas, gas.
Good evening, KQ Scope. You're on the air.
Hello. I was just talking about, I called in last week for a Frank Marino album to be played. Also, there's other groups on the radio that you guys do play a lot, and I was wondering how come you don't play other albums from these guys, which are also popularly well-known but not played on the radio. I'd still like to see some of that stuff get on the radio. Like a group called Hawkwind, preferably.
What band was that?
Hawkwind. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Even didn't you guys used to have a for headphones only night?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was wondering, you know, that group is really good for headphones, and I'd like to see that program get back onto the air.
Okay.
There are a lot of groups out there that need to be recognized, plus, say, like Thin Lizzy, for instance.
I think we've just about covered them all tonight. I really do.
Thanks.
And we will try real hard to help you out. Good evening, KQ Scope. You're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to call and say that the last couple weeks I've been listening to KQ Scope, and everybody's putting down your station how you play TV bot music. I just wanted to say I think you're doing a really good job.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for your comment. One of the things to put in perspective here is you have to realize people tend to write letters and make phone calls more when they are upset with something than when they feel okay and comfortable with something. Feeling frustrated and perturbed tends to generate more energy than when you think something is going basically the way you like. So we're not really upset about it. We anticipate that, you know, people who really have a beef or a gripe or a comment, sometimes a compliment, are going to be the people who call, and that's exactly who we want to hear from. But thanks for your good words, too.
Thank you. Good evening, KQ Scope. You're on the air.
Yes, I got to give you a break here. I want to ask something about commercials. Is there any specified commercials you have to play within a day or any amount, time-wise, or anything like that?
Specified by whom?
Well, by whoever's, you know, paying for them, by the station.
Oh, I didn't know if you meant from a standpoint of governmental regulations or advertiser preference. Advertisers tend to like to buy certain time periods of the day, and they will generally request. We have internal control policies here, such as no more than one commercial from the same advertiser product within 1 hour.
Uh-huh.
And generally, in terms of how many spots will run in one day for that same advertiser product schedule, we have general controls there. But insofar as, you know, where they advertise, generally the radio station is sold on the basis of where they want to be. If they want to be on a general run of station schedule from morning till night, they may purchase time that way. They may prefer to be in Morning Drive and Judy and Steve's show. They may prefer to be in Afternoon Drive and Wally's show. It just varies depending on the objectives of the advertiser and what kinds of listeners they want to reach.
Okay. This might not pertain, but I was over in Germany a while ago on a TV station. The way they worked it, they had like TV shows all day, and late at night they played solid commercials.
Don't think that hasn't been considered.
Kind of bizarre, but, you know, I just... That's different.
It would be interesting to know if they could take a ratings and take a survey of that as to which block of the day gets the higher ratings.
That's true.
Thank you for your call. Good evening, KQ Scope.
I want to talk about your old commercial. You used to have, used to say, Minnesota's best rock, and they had like The Who, and they had Jimi Hendrix and stuff like that on there. And now you guys quit 100% playing Jimi Hendrix, and you're cut back on lots of music like that. And
mm-hmm.
Now, do you want to talk about the commercial, or do you want to talk about the music? We've already talked about the music. If you want to talk about the commercial, we can talk about it.
Well, okay. Well, music-wise, you used to advertise Jimi Hendrix, but now you don't even play him. And you talk about more variety now. And the thing is, you have certain songs on certain albums that are marked, and those are the only ones you can play. And there's some that are marked, don't play. And if you want to get more listeners, probably what you should do is say... play some of the ones that are marked don't play, because lots of people want to hear other songs than the same song over and over. And you'd get a lot more listeners, I think, if you did that.
One of the things that really, I think, needs to be said here is that generally our experience in radio doesn't prove that what you've said is actually true.
Mm-hmm.
That there's a certain latitude that you have in programming music that you can explore. It depends on your objectives in terms of how you're going to position the radio station within the market, what kind of ratings levels you're trying to reach. You do have to keep in mind that commercial radio is structured to rise or fall based on the ratings. And whatever you may think of the ratings, whatever we may think of the ratings, they are the basis on which advertising is generated for radio stations. And it's a generally given fact that if you range too esoteric or too eclectic in your music, that you can see a corresponding drop in the ratings.
You know, one thing that I've known is, and this is where Top 40 came from, was that in the early 50s, this radio guy was sitting in this club and heard a jukebox, and he found out that the people in the club kept playing the same songs over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And when the club closed, the waitresses took their tips and played the same songs over again.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, gee, it's pretty obvious that people just like to hear the same songs. Once they like a song, you play it over and over and over again. I was in a restaurant today taking it easy, and I can't say what restaurant, but they had these little jukeboxes, you know, in the booths, you know. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, I hear the same songs that I'm sick of, and people pay money for it. And it's kind of ironic that sometimes people say, well, I don't like repetition, yet they pay 25 cents to get repetition.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we thank you for your comments. Good evening, KQ Scope. You're on the air.
I was wondering if it'd be all right if I just made a few positive comments.
Well, of course.
I didn't think you'd be too upset.
Well.
I just want to know how come everybody, well, here I go doing everybody. Everyone thinks they know what everyone else wants to hear.
Well, we're thinking about letting Doug retire.
Oh, geez, I don't know about that. I think you guys are doing a real fine job, a good mix of the music all day long. I don't hear the same darn garbage like I do in a few places over in St. Paul with the full mint. I don't really think there's all that big of a difference between you and those awful people in St. Paul. I kind of like the way you guys work better. Your DJs are a lot more friendly. You sound like you're enjoying it instead of, oh, God, I'm at work.
Do you think that makes a big difference?
I like hearing somebody who sounds like they're having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not, maybe they should go be a garbage man or something.
Mm-hmm.
They'd make more money, I suppose. But
they may have done that before they're on the radio.
Yeah, you can tell. Maybe that's why they're playing that trash over there.
Well, I thank you for your positive comments.
Certainly. Have a thrilling.
All righty. Good evening, KQ Scope. You're on the air.
Yeah. I was wondering, he was saying something about that they get these, you know, these objective surveys, or where do they get these surveys, or how do they do that?
The major survey is a survey called Arbitron. We're in a survey rating period, so I don't want to go into too many great details at this time, but it's just that there are two survey companies who survey nationally in all the markets. One of them uses a method involving diaries. The other survey company uses a method involving phone calls. They use a recall method basically to determine what radio station you listen to either you know, yesterday or last week. And from that, they can derive a whole bunch of numbers and put it in a book that looks very confusing to look at until you've looked it over a few times and become used to using it. And those are that's how they derive the surveys. The radio stations are the primary people who pay for the survey. It's done by a company that's totally independent of any radio stations, which keeps it credible. And we are the folks who use the survey material to sell time on the radio stations.
Okay. Whatever happened to Tack Hammer and Bo Roberts and Doug Podell and all those guys?
Tack Hammer is doing a great job at WLOL. Bo Roberts went back to Texas for personal reasons. And who was the other one? Doug Podell is working in Detroit for Doubleday and the radio station there.
Oh, yeah?
Detroit was his hometown, so he really wanted to go back home.
Yeah, I like those guys a lot. They're pretty good.
They're good people.
Well, yeah. Thank you for your call.
And, I also agree with that one guy who said something about that Ron Wood. They should play some Ron Wood. And I also agree when he says Jumpin' Jack Flash is a gas.
Well, thank you. Good evening, KQ Scope. You're on the air.
Hi. I'd just like to say a few things. One thing, thank you for letting me have a great opportunity to see The Who. I won tickets, a pair of them.
Well, good. Did you enjoy it?
That was a really enjoyable show, and I really appreciate it, and I'm glad you gave me the opportunity to see The Who. Probably, I don't know, maybe for the last time. I don't know what they've said. But, I'd like to say, Lynn and Judy, I think those are the two best female DJs on the radio. And I want to ask a question. Where do you get the fundings for those trips?
The trips that we gave away?
Stuff.
I think he's asking you, Dick.
For which trips?
Phones to Mazatlan and places like that. Where do you get like the money for it? I mean, those aren't cheap.
We pay for them. Sometimes, radio stations will trade certain promotional things that they give away. In other words, in exchange for commercial time, the advertiser will, instead of paying us, trade out the item. In the particular group that you're speaking of, we paid for them with cash.
Mm-hmm. I just want to say, don't change your format. I think it's all pretty good. I have no complaints at all. I don't listen to KQ. I've never listened to one. I think they're somewhat of a juvenile station myself.
Well, thanks for your comments, and thanks for calling in.
Just keep it up.
Thank you. Good evening, KQ Scope. You're on the air.
Yeah, I have two questions that deal with local music.
Okay, we'll answer them the best we can.
Okay, I was just wondering why you don't play more local music than you do.
Well, actually, I think we do play a sizable amount of local music, and in fact, tonight at midnight, you'll be hearing a whole hour, and it's probably going to be extended to more local music. Oh, are you still there?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh.
And here's another one. Would you favor state legislation that required Minnesota radio stations to play a certain percentage of local talent?
I'll answer that from programming, and Dick Polk can answer it from his perspective. I think that the less government involvement in broadcasting, the better, because it's in Canada, for example, that they require radio stations to have a certain percentage of music that's Canadian content.
Not only that, in some areas, a certain percentage in French.
In French, too, I suppose, yeah. In Quebec, you have to have certain announcers to speak in French and English, but... From my point of view, no, because I'd prefer not to be told what I can and cannot do. And I think it goes with the way America is structured and what it stands for is, you know, freedom.
I feel something like that might better represent local musicians.
Well, I'll tell you, regarding the local issue, and I know that's a big concern of people in Twin Cities, and I'm very aware of that, is that to the average listener out there, to the 97% of the people who won't call KQ Scope because they just never call radio stations, I think by and large they don't really care if it's local or national. If it sounds good, play it, you know?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.